Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to finish out my thoughts on trauma and how we can live a better quality of life by merely identifying when we have issues that are unresolved. And, you know, I think that a lot of times we misinterpret situations and circumstances as being difficult, but we don't realize the trauma or the lasting effect they have in our mental psyche, right? And so, you know, in many ways, I believe things like bullying, racism, you know, and sexism, ageism, all those things actually are almost like an assault to the body, right? And so for me, when I think of the people that I meet, I try to realize and rationalize why their behavior is the way it is. Because some people just don't seem to be happy about anything. They just seem to always have a downtrodden attitude. And in my mind, I'm wondering, where in their life did they feel betrayed most? Because sometimes when we can identify with someone and really empathize with that person, we can look past the aggression or the their caustic behavior. You know, some people are just acidic. And I have to tell you, there was a time that I myself had that type of essence, because I was fighting a battle so painful, I didn't understand it, right? And I couldn't see a horizon. I couldn't see the sun. I couldn't see my life, right? And so I think that when we really look at our own issues and our own seasons of growth, trial, and in some cases, desperation, we can understand what's going on in our brother's or sister's situation. And I think that if we can puncture that hard shell, that we can have a better friendship, they can have a better quality of life and not feel so alone. Because sometimes I believe that we isolate ourselves because we don't think anyone else understands. And it could be a situation where they are understanding, but we are not giving them enough information to know how to help us. And so it's how we respond and acknowledge the situation that either allows us to move through the trauma or keeps us stuck in an unhealed situation. And it's not to say that you can't heal yourself later or that you can't go into counseling later, but you have to identify that you really have been hurt. And you might think that you're on the outside of a situation and it's not affecting you. But I have to tell you, there are times that I see things in the news, which is why I gave up on it years ago. But I hear about a situation and I feel it so personally that it breaks my spirit. You know, it breaks me and I could end up crying. I could end up, you know, sad for days and not even know why I'm sad. And even some cases angry. And then I'll go, ooh, that's because you picked up on somebody else's pain. Right. And I'm not saying that it's a bad situation to pick up on someone else's pain. I'm just saying that, you know, it's not something that we should carry on our own shoulders. And the way for you to move through life easier is to identify the issues that are your trigger points to a previous trauma, you know, and to realize that when you have hit a trigger point that you need to just stop yourself, you know, get your bearings and, you know, make sure that you are not being unrealistic in your response. Trauma is sneaky. And, you know, you can see someone's accident on the side of the road when you're driving. and your heart breaks for them. And, you know, it might trigger you to think about a time you were in a car accident, or maybe someone you love was in a car accident. And that becomes a layer. And the way trauma, I think, shows up in our bodies is as a layer. And since we're more often taught to push things down, not talk about them, and not deal with them, you know, hold your tears. That's nothing that you should be crying about. You know, why is that even bothering you? Well, you know, they, you know, all those things that we say or have had someone say to us only kind of muddy the situation, right? They don't give light to the situation. They don't give you a chance to breathe through the pain or the discomfort or the hurt that you are feeling in your soul. And so I believe the way that we move through trauma is by giving it its true name, by saying that I was triggered by this experience, and by saying that, you know, maybe my response wasn't the best one, but by also realizing that we can get through if we, you know, seek to heal our own hearts. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. If you're being triggered by something, seek it out in your heart and your mind. Try some journaling and some deep reflection, or meditate. Your life is too important for you not to be able to live and walk in peace. Have a beautiful day.